does our experience of mass change us? There was a young man named Anthony who walked into church one Sunday and he heard the gospel. It was Jesus talking to the rich young man. He said, if you wish to be perfect, go sell everything you have, give to the poor, come and follow me. And Anthony went out, gave away, sold almost everything that he had, kept back enough for kind of a simple life, and continued on. The next week when he came in, he heard the gospel where Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. He went out and sold the little things that he had kept, gave to the poor, went out and built a little hut, a little place to live in the desert. He began to pray. He began to work. He used the motto of St. Paul, the one who doesn't work shouldn't eat. So he worked simply, made things, sold them at market, baskets, things like that, was able to make money to provide for his food, but the excess, again, to use for the needy. Then people began to come to him to ask for his intercession, to ask for his advice, his teaching, his guidance. They began to follow him in different ways. They began to build up what we really call monasticism, that or religious life, that gift of particular gift of self to service. That we know the work of religious sisters and brothers founding things like hospitals, schools, these things that didn't really exist in a way before that, of this witness of a complete gift of self to love of God and neighbor, of setting aside so many things that maybe seem necessary, but finding something else more profound. That this is the life of who we call St. Anthony the Abbot. He lived about 200 years after Christ did in Egypt. And it's a witness for us, I think, of the power that can be there at Mass. That Christ speaks in the Gospel today about the treasure buried in the field, or the pearl of great price, that is found, requires a sacrifice, but then bears riches beyond what is given up. That for us, it's not that we expect that sort of life-changing experience every weekend. It's not that all of us are called to go out in the desert and take up the life of monasticism. But it's a witness to us of that power, of that promise that God gives, that I think gives us two things, one an encouragement and another a bit of that challenge. That encouragement is first to have that confidence that God has something for us at every Mass, to have that confidence that the Lord wants to speak to us, that somewhere in the readings, in the songs, in the prayers, in the private, quiet time of reflection, that the Lord's voice will come to us with something. Again, maybe not revolutionary or life-changing, but some guidance, some encouragement, some challenge, something for us that day, something powerful. That the first reason we come to worship is for the Lord's sake, to give him praise, to join ourselves to the love of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist, to join ourselves together as a common body, as a people, to worship the Lord, something that is powerful, something that goes beyond just worshiping him according to our own convenience, maybe our own kind of private way. But that also is, again, this encouragement that it isn't just about sacrifice, that it's a moment that the Lord also wants to share with us, to give us that grace, that strength, to give us part of that daily bread we pray for in the Our Father, to have that confidence that the Lord desires great things for us, desires our life to be abundant and to the full. The challenge then is seeking to enter in and find that treasure, that in the parables Christ uses, the one has to go through, dig, find the treasure by the field. The one has to search out and offer to receive that pearl of great price. That if we knew every time that our investment would yield a greater profit, we would make it. But faith asks us to trust that it's worth that sacrifice. Because all of us, myself, I think every one of us, experiences at times in the culture, in our own heart, that temptation to say not to expect great things from our spiritual life, not to expect great things from our relationship with God, not that it's not worth the sacrifice, that it's better to hold on to the things we see, the temporary things, rather than those greater eternal things. The logic of the Beatitudes,
why be poor in spirit when we can be rich, when we can be greedy? But that it's that poverty of spirit, of letting go, where we receive much more. We receive, Christ says in the Beatitudes, the kingdom of God. That for us then, I think this is our challenge, as we think about what we're doing here at Mass, at this sacrament, at every sacrament, but particularly here. How can we receive and find that treasure, that active, proactive search to find that? That first we prepare by seeking in the morning as we get ready for Mass, as we pray before Mass, Lord, open my mind, open my heart, open my ears to hear that word, that grace, to receive what you wish to give me. That no matter what I'm feeling like, the difficulties of the day, the difficulties of things going on at church, the music or the sermon, we don't like that preacher, he's boring, whatever it might be, to ask the Lord to speak through past all those obstacles that might be there. The second, we seek to really capture that thought as it comes, to trust that the Lord will make it clear to us, and when it comes to keep it with us, to keep meditating it on it, to keep reflecting on it, maybe just a phrase or a word, to keep it with us. And then third, like Anthony did in such a marvelous way, when we go forth, to put it into practice, to seek to keep it with us, you know, maybe every morning throughout the week, but to try to maintain it, that it's difficult. It requires practice to develop that practice of listening, that our culture is one of noise, of busyness. Fill up the empty spaces, fill up the empty time. Don't take no quiet, no boredom, but often that means also no reflection or no meditation. That we need to take that and develop that skill, and then develop that perseverance to make that practical transition from the word that's spoken to the word that's put into practice so that it can bear fruit. As we think about that, again, not just the challenge, but that great promise that the Lord desires to give us and nourish us during this time of worship. We think, what would our life be like if, like Anthony, we really listened and were able to hear that word and to put it into practice?